From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. I'm Dan Dreyer. Good morning. The union representing engineers, architects, and other city professionals picketed Los Angeles International Airport yesterday, but did not disrupt passenger service. The union is asking for salary increases similar to those LA has given its water and power employees. Minor delays were reported yesterday at airports across the state as travelers came home from the holiday. There were dozens of accidents on roads in Northern California. Many of California's Mexican immigrants travel during the holidays to visit family. This week, Mexicana Airlines is launching a service that makes it easier for farm workers to get to Mexico from the Central Valley. Sasha Coca reports.
Mexican immigrants in the Central Valley used to have to take a bus to Los Angeles or Tijuana to catch a flight to see their families. This holiday season, Mexicana Airlines is offering daily direct flights from Fresno to Guadalajara. The Central Valley Airport is certainly more convenient for farm workers from small rural towns, except for one problem.
The problem was that they didn't have a ride to the airport, and taxis are like very expensive for them. And of course, they don't have a driver's license or money to buy a car.
That's Gabriel Ruiz de Chavez. He's director of operations for a new bus service Mexicana is launching this week, known as Mexicana Plus.
So for them, it's more convenient to have a transportation service like this one, which will bring the airline and the airport closer to their houses.
The luxury bus will pick up Mexicana passengers in 10 Central Valley towns and entertain them on the ride with Mexican soap operas or telenovelas. The first shuttle buses start up on Friday. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
On any given night, the streets and shelters of Los Angeles serve as home to around 90,000 homeless people. That's the nation's largest population in any city, a number that would fill the Rose Bowl to capacity. A third of LA's homeless are children. And not only do these kids have to deal with the stress of where they'll sleep each evening, they also have to show up every day for school. LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has the story.
At a bright and colorful classroom in downtown Los Angeles, it's 13-year-old Ryan Wilson. Ryan isn't like most kids.
Some days, when my teacher doesn't give me homework, I'll ask for homework.
But that's not the only thing that sets Ryan apart. Ryan is also homeless. He's one of an estimated 30,000 homeless children in Los Angeles. Each day after he returns from school, Ryan exits a rundown motel his family currently calls home, and then walks 7 blocks through scores of people sleeping on the street and dealing drugs to arrive here, a nondescript storefront that serves as the Skid Row office of School on Wheels. For 13 years, the nonprofit has tutored homeless children throughout greater LA to help them focus on learning in an environment where focusing on anything is a challenge. Today, 20 children and their tutors sing happy birthday to 7-year-old Sabrina, whose large brown eyes stare at the lit candle sprouting from her cupcake. In the corner, a child is fast asleep under a desk. School on Wheels director Agnes Stevens sees this all the time. The stress on a homeless child, she says, is exhausting. For proof, she steps outside. Within minutes, Stevens is pinching her nose and tiptoeing around a stream of raw sewage gushing from an overflowing public toilet. She's walking steps behind a woman taking, no, dragging her children to a local shelter. The woman lifts one child over the mess and screams a string of curse words at the other one.
They're walking through garbage, crap, an overflowing toilet that's public. She's dragging the kid and yelling at her. This is their life.
As Stevens turns the corner, she maneuvers through dozens of tents erected along the sidewalks to catch a glimpse of Skid Row's only park, a half-block green space in the shade of two tall buildings. Hundreds of homeless adults rest on playground equipment meant for children. In one corner, a man openly smokes crack. Children, says Stevens, can't play here. Instead, they're forced to play on the streets.
This is their playground. This is what they come home from school, and they have to walk through this, and there's no place for them to come out and run in the sunshine or the park.
Most of the children School on Wheels tutors here are being housed at one of the neighborhood's large shelters. Other kids live with their families in cars, on the street, or in one of the neighborhood's run-down motels. It's a similar story for the 3,000 or so children School on Wheels serves at more than 60 shelters throughout greater L.A. School on Wheels helps students enroll in the district and gets them school supplies. Most importantly, though, the organization hires hundreds of volunteer tutors to build a consistent, one-on-one relationship with the child.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
David Andreoni, a former record label vice president, has worked as a volunteer here for the past 9 months. He says homeless children desperately need a routine in what normally are chaotic lives.
This isn't a variable. This is always here. You know, this isn't one of the variables in their life. This is a constant. And they do come here and they see some of the same faces. They recognize me and I'm a volunteer.
One of Andreoni's students is 7th grader Ryan Wilson.
7, 8, 8 times 8 is 52.
Ryan counts to himself quietly as Andreoni helps him finish up a math problem. He's doing extra math homework because his counselor told him he has to excel at the subject to achieve his goal. His dream is to become a fighter pilot. The noise in the background doesn't bother him. In fact, he likes it. He says he'll need the concentration someday.
In the plane, you got to really pay attention, you know, because you could be up there, oh, you sing it to a song, but you're getting locked on by a missile but don't know it. So, you know, that's why sometimes in the classroom, I try to pay attention, you know, everything like that. A lot of kids, they're flicking stuff at me, but I don't pay no attention.
Ryan says he's working so hard because he doesn't want to be like the people on the street he walks by every day.
Like when I die, when I pass, I want to be remembered, like by the neighbor, just somebody, you know. It's just, I don't want to be like a normal person, cremated and just like, oh, you know, you're just gone, okay. My counselor, she told me if I feel like I'm a failure, I'm going to be a failure. If I feel like I'm a winner, I'm going to be a winner. So I feel like I'm going to be a winner, so.
That is, he says, if he could just get his mind around his math homework. He admits he's got a lot of work ahead of him, but he knows that with the tutors here, he's got some help. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Monday, November 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Dan Dreher. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org.